Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my six-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Good morning, happy Monday, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. I'm so happy and so excited to be with you today. I'm feeling really energized, really pumped. It's going to be a good week. I have a lot of things going on this week. I'll be traveling later in the week. I'm really looking forward to that, to get to spend some time with family and friends this weekend. And it's just been good. It's good vibes, good energy. And I'm also gearing up for our next Captivating Month and Captivating Courtship Code enrollment period, September 15th, which I am so looking forward to. I've been having conversations about enrollment and those who are interested in getting started and enrolling, and I am really looking forward to a lot of the upgrades that we've been making to the Captivating Courtship Code, opening up the doors to let a new small intimate group in. Definitely looking forward to the upcoming Captivating Weekend, which is 100% included when you become a client of Captivating Courtship Code coaching for that particular program. And the next three-day Captivating Weekend is going to be in November. Now, we just did the first one. It's a virtual event, so no matter where you are in the world, whether you're overseas, you're in the United States, or anywhere, wherever you are, wherever you're located, whatever time zone you're in, if you prioritize and you want to attend, you will be able to attend the upcoming three-day weekend. It's virtual. We all get together. It's a very intimate experience, but it's so personal and it feels so good. And it was such an amazing experience. We hosted the first one in July and it was kind of just like, okay, let's jump in. Let's see how things go. And after doing that first one, there are some tweaks and some changes that I intend to make for the next one. But it was overall such a great experience, so much vulnerability. The women in the program got to really connect with one another, get a better understanding of one another. Those connections are so priceless, so valuable. I got to introduce some new information. Some of that information I'm actually going to be sharing with you today, so we're going to get into that. But it was just a really positive experience. So taking it to the next level for the next round is going to be very exciting to me. And I definitely look forward to continuing to grow this three-day Captivating Weekend, looking for ways of how to make it more interactive in the future moving forward, where we can just make a very cohesive experience as far as the virtual, to so give it some in-person like elements. So I have lots of ideas for that for the upcoming one in November. And the great thing is we'll be hosting these three times a year. So once you are in the program, you get to attend all three. If you're in there during that 12-month period, you get to attend at least three of them. So even if you cannot make the first one, or even if you want to attend all three, you will have access to that during your 12-month enrollment, which is really exciting because it gives you opportunity to continue to dive deep, to continue to reevaluate what you're looking for, your patterns, the courtship process, your relationships. It just gives you the opportunity to really prioritize yourself and focus on you, and to make those connections with other ambitious, successful, high-achieving women who get you, who are in the same shoes as you. They're rowing upstream with you. And it's just a great feeling. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And like I said, our next enrollment period is September 15th. So if you are not on the wait list, get on the wait list now. Even if you're not certain if you're going to be able to join this round, even though you should be making the intention to join this round, you still want to get on the wait list for enrollment opportunities and understand what's going on with enrollment for this round, because it can change. And it's very important for you to understand that, because things change, and what may be offered for enrollment for this period may not be offered for enrollment for the next period. So if you do want to join, if you have the intention, and if you see an opportunity that is good for you, you need to lock in on that if you are able to, because things change and it's not guaranteed as far as what the program will offer in the future, or the different payment options or enrollment plans. It changes. It changes because as we continue to work with our clients and figure out what people want, what people need, what works, what doesn't work, things change, businesses evolve. So it's not guaranteed that because something was offered this round, it's going to be offered the next round. But for now, you definitely want to get on the waitlist, because we're doing waitlist only enrollment, waitlist only launching. So if you are on the general email list or on social media may know a little bit about it, but you need to be on the wait list in order to get the enrollment details, enrollment link, in order to be notified. It will be waitlist only enrollment, because we're only going to announce and share all those details and all the information with those who are actually seriously interested in joining. And because it is an intimate community and there's limited space available, we're really just going to focus on those who are ready and looking to join. So definitely looking forward to that. Now, today we are talking about where to meet men, where to meet quality men, and five simple steps to make it happen. I'm going to be sharing with you the simple five-step love links strategy. Now, love link strategy, this is a strategy that I came up with specifically for the women of the Captivating Courtship Code and the Love Love clients, but I'm sharing it with you guys today. And I'm sharing it with you because I want to provide you with as much information and as much help as possible that you need to get out there and start taking action. So over the next few months, you will be hearing me share a lot more information as far as actionable steps to take, matchmaking techniques, things that you can do in order to get out there and start meeting men. Now, if you're asking yourself, well, why would you want to do that? Isn't that what you teach in the Captivating Courtship Code? Yes and no. Yes, we do talk a lot about where to meet people and actionable steps. And of course, you know, and for those of you who don't know, my background is in matchmaking. So I understand how to headhunt, how to search for people, how to get out there. I have all those skills. I have all that information. I've been doing this for a very long time. I've been in this industry almost 10 years, which is absolutely insane. And I can give you all of that. But when it comes to the real work that I do and how I help our clients and the Captivating Courtship Code and Captivating Courtship as a whole and the services that we provide and how we really assist our clients is much deeper than simply teaching you where to meet someone or how to navigate online dating or how to get out into the world. Like, those are really some of the more surface level things. And I really want to just give you guys that information so you can get out there and just start taking the next steps forward. That's the simple stuff. It may seem complicated to you, but it's only complicated because you're overthinking. It's only complicated because of the blocks that you have, and that's the real work. And that's the stuff that no matter how often you get out there and you meet people and you're talking to people and you're online or you're networking or whatever it is, whatever opportunity you take, if you have this other stuff that's going on, if you have you're still operating your love loops, you have these relationship patterns that are sabotaging, you're not the best with communication, you get very anxious or avoidant, you don't really understand how the courtship process works, there's all these other things that's going on. Knowing where to meet someone or how to meet someone or how to put together an online profile, all those things really doesn't, it's really surface level. It's not going to be your biggest hindrance. So I'm going to be sharing a lot with you as far as steps to take, how to get out there, really help you in that so that you can start taking those steps forward. And then when you're ready and you realize that like these patterns keep coming up, or you're still operating loops, or you're struggling with trust, or you aren't really sure how to navigate courtship or any of that, that's when you can come on and let's get together and work together. Whether it's healing your heart and helping you get over a breakup, or helping you get over an ex, or just some foundational relationship skills in worthy, or if it's helping you to understand how to navigate the courtship process, get really clear on the right partners for you, and attract commitment in the Captivating Courtship Code, I want to support you in that type of way. So when it comes to matchmaking techniques and all those things, I'm just going to just be sharing a lot of that with you so you can go ahead and start putting in the work. And then once you get out there, you put in the work and you need some more support, then that's when you come to me. Because I don't want you coming to me only for this stuff, because this is just surface level. And when we attract clients that are only interested in the surface, they totally ignore the level of self-awareness, of personal development, of inner work that you really need to do in order to have the type of quality relationship that you desire. And to be healthy and to be abundant and attractive and completely captivating and on your throne as the queen that you really are, that work is what has to be done. It's not just about where to meet someone. So I want to just assist you in that and just like give that all away to you so that we can focus on some of the deeper things, because I'm a deep person and I know that you are too, and I want to assist you in that process of unraveling that, because that's really the core of the work that we do. So let's talk about it. Where to meet men. If you're not sure where to start, or you know, cuffing season is on the way. September's coming, October's coming, cuffing season is on the way. Maybe you've been in a slump. Maybe you've just been outside enjoying the summer, not really thinking much about courtship or dating or relationships. Maybe you have been seeing someone and it's been kind of up and down. Maybe you've been meeting people, but it's not really going anywhere. Wherever you are right now in the process, cuffing season is amongst us. It's coming up on the edge. And from about September to March, that is the busy season for relationships. That is when most people are looking for companionship, for partnership. That's when most relationships are developed. It's scientific. It's not just like something you're dreaming of. It is science that we go into that place of seeking warmth and comfort. And because our serotonin levels change due to the change of the weather and the sunshine, we are looking for that bonding hormone. We are looking to feel better. We are looking for that closeness. So it's natural that during this time of the year, you start moving more towards relationships and start preparing for winter is coming, right? Winter is coming. So if you're in that space, you may be in a slump. And you may even have told yourself that this year would be your year, that you're going to take relationships seriously this year. You're going to get out there. You really want to meet someone this year. But you haven't quite made that happen. And there's still a few months. We have 3 or 4 months before the year is up. We're heading towards the last few months of the year. So there's still time. There's still time for you to meet someone. There's still time for you to get serious about your love life. And at least if you're taking the steps forward now, you can go into the new year with a new lens, feeling more motivated, taking actions. Whether it's the summertime or the wintertime, your approach to it is it's going to be the determiner for how things happen, right? So we want to go ahead and get started with taking some action just so you are in movement. Now, if you feel like you don't know where to meet men, more than likely one of your biggest problems is that you're simply just overthinking it. You're overthinking it, which I get it. As a fellow overthinker and an introvert, I get the overthinking. I get the shying away or thinking about your weight or your clothing or, you know, your hair or your makeup or feeling ready or who's going to go with you or how far the distance is or being out in places by yourself and feeling a little awkward. Like, I get all of it and I understand completely. However, we have to take some steps forward if you actually going to meet someone. You could meet someone. I actually had a client meet, her husband just showed up at her front door to do some work on her home. But for most of you, that's not going to happen. Okay. And that's okay. So we have to look at it from a different lens. So in the Captivating Courtship Code, I put together a very simple five-step, what I call love link strategy. Now, this is a strategy that I came up with. It's a map in the matchmaking techniques module that's in the Captivating Course Your Code student portal. And the reason why I came up with this was for a few reasons. One, most women that I meet, especially my like ambitious, high-achieving introverts, my successful introverts, of course the extroverts aren't going to have as much of a problem with this, but sometimes my extroverts need a little bit of a push as well. But for so many women, especially those that are like 28 and up, 30 and up, 35 and up, even some of the younger ones, because we do have some younger women in the program that are in their mid-20s as well. But for many of the women, most of you are living a very insular lifestyle where your life is very routine. You simply go to work. Maybe you work from home. You do your very same routines when it comes to where you go grocery shopping, who you spend time with. You have the same group of girlfriends. You're in a routine and you probably spend most of your days and most of your nights in the house, which is fine. It's okay. Maybe that's just your personality. I totally get it, especially if you're an introvert. But for most people over the age of 28, and of course you have those exceptions that are on the younger side, most of you live a very insular lifestyle. You are indoors a lot. You are very routine. You have the same friends. You have the same social systems and places that you show up. So it doesn't really allow you to be expansive when it comes to your opportunities to meet new people and to meet the opposite sex. And for others, the problem is, and this is a major problem that I have seen in coaching and matchmaking and everything over the years, is that for many of you, you just don't have a good social network. Now, when we talk about a good social network, I'm not talking about you have friends that you love and you trust, or you have family members that you love and you trust. Yes, that's great. That's just the first layer. But when we talk about having a good social network, like an expansive social network, it's having lots of social connections that gives you an opportunity to meet new people, to network, to have lots of social interactions of different people from different walks of life that can potentially introduce you to new partners. Now, I'm not saying you have to be a social butterfly. Everyone's not going to be a social butterfly. However, by simply just expanding your social network, you will have more options. And I just want that for you. So with the Love Link strategy and how I put this together, it's a map. That very simple map is just mapped out like a triangle to help you understand where to spend most of your time, where to spend most of your time, and what to prioritize so that you're checking in with yourself whenever you're telling yourself, I don't know where to meet men, I don't know where to start, I don't know what actions to take. It's like, okay, have you tried these things? Have you started here? Have you done this? Are you doing this? Where are there some gaps in how you could be showing up and what actions you could be taking in order to position yourself? Now, of course, within that map, you can get really detailed and specific so that you are positioning yourself to meet the types of men that you want to meet. And let me just say this. I want to just jump in and pause for a moment. I see on social media so often, whether it's like these like faux femininity YouTube channels or Instagram pages, or some relationship coaches who are into the whole like dating high value, or you know, show up in these particular places to meet these types of men, which I'm not completely against, but it's almost like catfishing, almost, because you're trying to be someone that you're not. It's not authentic. Trying to put yourself in places that you probably wouldn't even spend your time. So you're meeting a rich man, or you're meeting a man that makes a certain amount of money. And again, I'm not against that, girl. Get your coins. But the thing is, we also want you to be showing up in a very authentic way so that you are attracting the right partners for you. Not a partner solely based upon status. I'm not saying status is wrong, but not doing it solely from a place of ego, not trying to attract partners from a place of feeling inadequate or feeling like you need to fill a void, or from a place of survival. And that's really important, because even if you're very educated or you're making really great money, especially for those who have like the trophy pattern, for example, or even the too good pattern, if you are choosing partners from a place of survival, toxics do this too, and so do love me's, but that's another topic. But choosing partners based upon survival, where you're choosing partners solely for who can I have sex with, who can put a roof over my head, who will feed me. Even if you're successful, even if you're financially well off, even if you're high earning, even if you're ambitious as a woman, it could still be very easy to get caught up in seeking a man solely for provision, even if that's not the biggest factor with the type of partner that you would want authentically. Not saying it doesn't matter. Okay, we're just going to put that aside. Whenever I'm talking about finances, provision, status, any of that, I want you to put aside any thoughts that pop up like, well, what's wrong with that? Well, why can't I have that? Well, that is important. I agree with all of that. So we just want to sit that aside because I'm not saying that those things aren't important. But when it comes to the authentically aligned partner for you, that's going to be an element that shouldn't be the driving factor. I'm not going to say, let me take back shouldn't, because that's not the fair thing to say. But that's not the only thing. So we have to make sure that you are really authentically aligned with the right partners for you. Because I can bet, especially for those who have the trophy pattern, maybe even the two goods, some of the two goods, but especially the trophy patterns, if that is your primary pattern type, I can bet you probably already attract partners who are educated or who are ambitious or who are, fairly well or stable financially as far as their earning potential, because you have the trophy pattern. That's what you're naturally drawn to, and that's what you naturally attract. So because you naturally attract it, you're naturally drawn to it, you don't have to put as much emphasis on it. There are much deeper things and things that are going to be really important as far as your compatibility and your alignment that you really should be prioritizing. But that's another topic for another day. Check out the Love Loops Masterclass to learn more about your pattern types and to get that information. However, for the approach that you're going to take, we want to pay attention to these five areas so that you are being strategic, you're being intentional, just as far as taking action. Like I said, you can dive deeper into the specifics of how to position yourself or where to show up, and we can talk more about those things in the future. But I just want to give you these five areas on the Love Links map for you to check in with yourself. It's, are you showing up in this type of way? Are you taking these actions? Now, another thing before I get into this, in the matchmaking techniques module in the Captivating Courtship Code, you can, one, watch the full video on this, and then two, you can also watch the video on your Love Loops Links strategy. I know that's like a lot of L's, that's an alliteration, right? Love Loops Links strategy. it's a mouthful. But you can also watch the video on that, which breaks down the best steps for you to take according to your specific relationship patterns, according to your specific love loops, which is really helpful, because when we're talking about your relationship patterns and your love loops, it's very easy to get wrapped up in the negative aspects of them, but you can also leverage them in order for you to approach relationships in a more positive way as well when you're operating in these patterns, because it takes time to break patterns. And I don't want you completely putting off meeting potential partners or courtship just because you're still operating in a loop. You need to do it all at one time so that you are doing the inner work and taking action. You build up the confidence, you build up the trust, you build up the evidence that your brain needs to stop self-sabotaging by taking action and doing the work at the same time, because your brain has to get the positive experiences to build up the confidence and to build the ability to self-soothe and to reset your nervous system during the dating process. So you don't want to try to just learn everything you can and not taking any action, because you don't have the proof built up and the evidence built up for your brain to be able to make better decisions and to be able to put you in the position to attract the type of partner you want, because you can't stand in your worth if you're not taking the actions that's required for you to align with it. And then I also don't want you taking action and not doing the inner work, because you're just going to be hitting a wall. You're going to be taking a lot of the same actions, super resilient, but nothing is actually going to change. So you have to be doing the inner work and taking action at the same time so that you're fully in alignment and stepping into your worth and building up the confidence and the evidence that your brain needs to create new patterns. So let's talk about the love links strategy and the five steps, the simple five steps on this map. And as you're listening to this, you can write these down. You can list these five things. You can ask yourself, are you showing up in this way? Are you taking these actions? And if not, you already know where to start. You already have some type of basic plan to get started. So first thing on the love links strategy, first thing, okay? Number one is, of course, online dating. Now, before you sigh, before you roll your eyes, before you suck your teeth, before you get an attitude about having to show up online, I have a few things to say about this. The first thing is, when you're thinking about online dating or online apps or matrimonial sites or any of that, you want to look at it from a lens of going wide. You want to look at it from a place of putting yourself out there, putting the energy out there, and giving yourself an opportunity to make lots of new connections. I look at this as like level one. And level one is going super wide. You want to think about it like the base of a pyramid or a base of a triangle. Or actually, in the love links map, we have it as an inverted pyramid. And you want to start with online because it gives you the ability to go wide. You can make lots of connections, meet lots of new people, people that you would never meet. And for the most part, it's free. Now, I do suggest for you to have a paid membership because I just think L allows you to have a better experience. You get to bypass a lot of nonsense. It allows you to be more of the chooser online. But even if you decide to choose a free option, which again, I don't suggest because you're going to have to do a lot more swiping with the free option. But even if you choose to do the free option, it's going to allow you to go wide. Now, the reason why you want to start here is because you want to think about it as having your profile up just gives you an opportunity to always have some sort of connection. It'll build your confidence up. It'll allow you to see what's out there, to put yourself out there and just see what comes up and who comes towards you. So you always want to have your online dating app profiles just running in the background. They should always be up. They should always be available until you are no longer available. I suggest for you to be on about 2 to 3 sites, and you want to just have it up. Just leave it up. Stop with the putting them up and then taking them down. Stop with deactivating your account as soon as you have an experience that you don't like. Now, part of the problem is you may need to learn how to do online dating differently and have a better strategy, which we can teach you that in the Captivating Courtship Codes, information about that in the matchmaking techniques module. I have really loved the fact that many of the women in the program have said that the specific video on online conversations and how to have online conversations, how to move it from online to offline in an efficient way, how to make it lighter and easier, they have all said that they love that video and it's been super helpful to create a better online dating experience and take a lot of the stress and the drama out of it. But you want to start there. And with that, on that same line, you want to also really focus on living your captivating life. Now, we talk a lot about this, and it seems really basic, and it seems really simple, but getting in alignment with your captivating life and creating a life that really feels good, along with online dating as like your level one, that's where you want to start so that you're getting out there, you're building up your confidence, you're aligning with your worth, and you're just putting yourself out there to start meeting new people. So I want you to ask yourself, where can you start showing up weekly? Whether that's engaging weekly on an online dating app or showing up weekly somewhere in your local area, whether there's a coffee shop you like to attend, maybe there's a church, a masjid, maybe there's a class that you would like to take, a gym that you would attend, some type of organization you would volunteer for, but somewhere where you can start showing up weekly so that you have a routine of making connections and building up those relationships. So think about it, like for example, if you go to the same gym every week and you start to see the same people, you start to build those connections to make those relationships where you can start expanding your social network. You're going to start creating more trust, building new relationships, and it's going to really help you to lay a new foundation. So I want you to start there. So if either you're not online dating or maybe you're online dating but you don't like the experience, reach out to me. Send me a message. We can talk more about that. But start off with just putting some profiles out there on about two or three different platforms and start showing up in your captivating life and creating a new weekly routine and finding at least one to two places that you can start showing up at least once a week. Even if it's twice a month, that's okay too. But you want to have some place where you are starting to build frequent relationships. Now, maybe you already have a place. Like I said, maybe you go to church or to a masjid, or maybe you take a class somewhere. Maybe you do some volunteer work. Maybe there are some places where you are showing up frequently and you are building those relationships. We'll talk more about what to do with those relationships in a moment. But that weekly routine and getting yourself out there and just start getting on some online dating sites, that's going to be the foundation of you just getting out there, getting some momentum, taking some action so that you can at least start working towards the first 30 days. Now, some of you, that may be all you need. That level one may be all that you need to get out there and start meeting people. However, for those of you that still struggle, maybe you have a lot of mindset drama when it comes to online dating, maybe your communication skills or your connection skills need to be worked on, which is okay. That's the work that we do in coaching. It's not a big deal. It's very common. Or maybe you just have a lot of mindset blocks that makes it difficult for you to show up in your captivating life. Maybe it's your location. Maybe there's some other things. Wherever you are, you're struggling with base level one. Or maybe you've been at that level one for some time and you're ready to do something different. Now let's go up a tier to level two. Now, in level two is where we want to focus on three simple steps to meet more men. We talk about this in coaching. It's a very simple strategy that really just allows you to keep your options open and to be able to accept and make invitations to connect. So in level two, we're really just focused on who's already in your world, whether that's men that are already paying you attention, men that are already engaging you. Maybe it's men that watch your social media stories, men that like your posts, men that you maybe have friend zoned, men that are close connections to maybe some of your friends or your family members. Maybe they're people, men that you work with, but they're men that are already lingering in your sphere. They're men that are already in your aura, men that are already very close to you. You want to approach those relationships by simply just making an invitation to connect. You want to have an open interest. You want to let them know that you are single and looking. You can also do this with other women as well, just letting them know that you are single and looking so that they can make introductions for you. And you want to make and accept invitations to connect with them, whether that's making and accept invitations to connect through a conversation, through meeting them in person, through asking someone else to introduce you. But you want to make and accept invitations to connect and just implement those three simple steps. Like I just said, keeping an open interest in networking, letting them know that you're single and looking, and making and accepting invitations to connect with people that are already in your world. So I want you to, like, you can pause this episode if you need to and take an audit. I want you to try to audit at least 10, maybe even up to 50 men that are already in your sphere that you could potentially connect with. It doesn't mean you have to see them as the one. It doesn't mean you have to be super duper attracted to them. It means that they're already in your sphere. They're already paying you attention. There's already some social proof built up where you can just at least make the invitation to connect. Now, once you work through that, you're like, you know, I've gotten out there, I have made some connections, but there's still more that I need to do. Now we want to go in and leverage your network. Now, in a matchmaking techniques module, we also have a video called Leverage Your Network and teaching you how to leverage your network. And I will actually be doing an update on that very soon. But for Leverage Your Network, you want to focus more on private events. So these are more personal connections that have to do with your sphere of influence, your friends and family network, your social connections, your social network, which is why at level one, we talk about we're showing up weekly, living your captivating life so that you are expanding your social circles. So now you're going to take some of those new connections, you're going to take the old connections, and you're going to start focusing more on meeting people through private events, whether that means you're hosting a private event, That could be like a dinner party. It could be just inviting a group of friends out for bowling. It could be going to private events, like going to game nights, going to weddings, going to birthday parties, asking maybe your friends to host small gatherings for you, doing things in a more intimate way, but still giving you exposure to new people. So this is really just about expanding social circles and meeting people through new social circles. So this is going to require you to get a lot more social, be a lot more creative, and it's going to require you to put in more time, which is why it's level 3, because for some of you, this may not come as naturally. For some of you, it will, but for some of you, it may not come as naturally, and it's not going to be something that you will necessarily implement every week, because it may take some planning, or it just may, you may just have to wait for opportunities to come up and come up to you. Now, if you don't have a big social network, you don't have a good social network, of course, you're not going to have as many invitations to leverage your network, because you're not going to be invited to as many birthday parties or events. You're not going to have as many cookouts or, you know, children's parties or come to my kid's soccer game or you inviting people over or you hosting an event or any of those. Like, you're not going to have as many of those opportunities if you don't have a big social network. If you only have 3 girlfriends that you talk to, then you're only going to get those 3 opportunities probably in a year, if even that. So you have to expand your social network and get out there. And private events is a great way to start. And when we say private, it's just about the intimacy. Like, these are more intimate events. These could even be maybe workshops or, you know, classes or other social opportunities that you attend, but they're a little bit more intimate, which actually gives you an opportunity to make those connections. So that's level 3. And of course, in the Leverage Your Network video and that class, that workshop in the Captivating Courtship Code, we go a lot deeper into that and give you lots of examples on ways to approach it and conversations to have and how to do that. But you want to start there. Level 3 is focusing on leveraging your network. And let me add this in here. A part of this reason is also because social proof is very, very strong when it comes to building connections. The top 2 ways that our clients tend to attract their partners is either online, right? So that's why online dating is important and why I will always say get out there. At the very least, get out there. That may not be the avenue for you where you end up meeting your partner, but it doesn't hurt. And it's very good for keeping your energy and keeping yourself in flow. But then the second most popular way, it's not limited to this, but the second most popular way that our clients meet someone is through some type of social connection. And it's typically not an immediate social connection, meaning it's usually not their best friend. It's usually not their sister. And maybe someone that they're about 2 or 3 degrees of separation from. Sometimes it's a close friend or family member, but a lot of times it's someone that's a little bit more removed. But that social proof and those social connections, those 6 degrees of separation, you can really leverage that to work in your favor. So you want to look there, but do that after those private events and more intimate settings, really leaning into asking your network to introduce you to people. You really want to lean on that once you get to level 3 and after you've done the other 2 levels first. Now, level 4. At level 4, after you've done all of this, and you're like, I still need more options. I still need to meet new people. Now we want to amplify your network. Now we want to go even bigger when we're talking about large scale events. When we're talking about traveling or going to specifically going to like conferences. It could even be local. It doesn't have to be travel. But when we're looking at more like conferences and festivals and just bigger opportunities to go bigger where there's not as much social proof and it may be outside of your norm. So let me give you an example. Someone that I really love is Karen Huger. For those of you who are in coaching, you guys know that I love everything Housewives. I love everything, no matter what the franchise is, but I love the Housewives. And Housewives of Potomac, Karen Huger, she talks about how she met her husband, Ray Huger, at the National Black Caucus that happens every year in DC. And she said that at that time she was in her late 30s, and I think she already had a kid, so she was already a mom. And she said that she had told herself that it was time for her to put herself in new places to meet new people. So she traveled, I think she was living in Virginia at the time or somewhere in the area, and she traveled to the Black Caucus conference. And so that she could potentially meet a partner, potentially meet her husband. And she did end up meeting her husband, right? But I wouldn't suggest for you to, you can do this. You can do any of these at any point in time. Okay. Let me just be very clear. You can do these in whatever order feels best for you. But if you were going to ask me, hey, I've been trying to get out there, I would say, have you done this first? Have you tried online dating? Have you tried these three simple steps? Have you leveraged your network? Okay, now let's start looking at what are some big conferences in your area? What are some charity events? What are some marathons you could potentially run? What are some, you know, some bigger scale festivals or just other opportunities that expose you to a lot of people at one time? Now, you may have to put yourself out there more as far as network and introductions because you don't have the social proof. You're not being introduced to other people. It's not places where you're weekly showing up. So it is going to cause you to be a lot more social and extroverted to meet people in these spaces. Now, you might just get approached and maybe you're just that girl and you don't have to worry about engaging in conversation or putting stuff out there. That can totally happen and is available to you. But it may also require you to have some more confidence and more social skills with making connections in those spaces, which is why I have it further down the list for you. Because if you've been doing all the other things prior to this, your confidence, your social skills, your communication should be built up a lot more to feel strong and confident in these types of spaces. So everything has a purpose with how it's designed so that you are working your way up and making sure that you're very confident and you are very clear on how to communicate and how to approach things in these settings. Now, for some of you, you may go straight to this because maybe this is where you spend your time or you're very used to socializing in these arenas, or maybe it's just your jam and that's what you like to do. Maybe you are very confident and you feel good about networking and communicating and building those connections, and you're a little bit more assertive in those areas. Go straight forward. Do not hold back. But for those of you that need to work your way up and you're feeling a little stuck, I would say take this as level 4 for you. Now, last but not least, absolutely not least, but last on this particular list is long distance. Now, long distance, I have it at the bottom of the protocol. Not saying that it doesn't work. We actually have a lot of clients who have met and married their husbands long distance. We have a long distance crash course in the matchmaking techniques module in CCC to help you to understand how to navigate long distance with confidence and clarity. And so that if you're going to do it, I understand depending on your location or your schedule or your job that sometimes long distance is the only option or might be the best option for you. I totally get it. But if you're going to do it, let's do it with intention and let's do it right. And let's do it based upon what I have seen proven to work with my clients. Not saying it's the only way, but I'm always going to try to set you up for the best success and for the best options possible. So after you've done all the things and you've tried everything else locally, everything else within your region, then we're going to go to long distance. Then we're going to try that, okay? And it doesn't matter if you're doing long distance online or if you're just traveling and meeting men offline. Maybe you're traveling to other cities to go to different events or different networking opportunities or conferences. Maybe you're traveling to other cities to hang out with family and friends. And while you're there, you want to open yourself up to meeting people. It doesn't matter if it's online or offline. But last but not least is go ahead, expand out of your local area, expand out of your city, expand out of your state, maybe even out of your region, maybe in some cases out of your country, and go ahead and do long distance. But with long distance, it's so important that you are intentional, and that one thing that I want to encourage, and I get on some of my clients in CCC about this a lot, if you're going to do long distance, if you're going to make it a real option for you, one, check in with yourself and make sure that you're not using it as a way to avoid commitment. Because I have seen with many clients that they get stuck in the long distance loop, and sometimes they're only seeking potential partners long distance. They're not even focusing locally. They're only meeting men long distance. And it can be a form of self-sabotage, particularly when they are meeting men in cities or areas or countries where they wouldn't even move to. And if you have in your mind as a woman, well, why can't the man move to me? Well, why can't, listen, he totally can. It is an option. However, I would like to say that it's not as common. So while it may be an option, I do not want you putting all your eggs in one basket or setting yourself up like, well, I want him to move to me. Well, why can't he move to me? Well, I'm looking at other places because I figure he can move to me. Especially if you're dealing with men, I would say, that are like 35 and up, the likelihood that that man is going to want to move to another city or across the country or across the world to be with you gets very narrow. It really slims down the older and more mature the man is, because if he's, you know, ambitious, or if he's successful, or if he's built his network and he's been working really hard to define his life and to create some stability for himself, the likelihood that he's going to give that up for a relationship or for marriage is not that high. And I want to be very clear about that. It's possible, but it's not probable. So as a woman, you want to have in your mind that you would be the one to move if you're going to do long distance. Or maybe you guys find a mutual city, maybe. But unless that man is coming to you that it's already on his mind to move, or that he's open to coming to your city, unless he's leading with that, do not put it in your mind and do not set yourself up thinking that the man's going to move to you. So you have to have in your mind, would I be willing? And I always say to my clients, can you see yourself making that move in the next 12 to 18 months? And the reason why I say that, yes, you could do long distance for years, but why would you want to? Especially if you're a woman that's over 30 and you want to have a family and you want to get married and you want to move your life forward. You don't have 5 or 6 years of long distance to waste on someone. You might not even have 2 years. Most of our clients who do long distance are married within usually within a year, definitely within 18 months of that long distance relationship. Whether they have to, most of them, I think for all of them, the woman has moved. So you want to have in mind when you're asking yourself, can I see myself living in this city? Am I financially prepared? Am I willing to move my job? Am I moving to move my home or my lifestyle to this man's city in the next 12 to 18 months? If the answer is no, for whatever reason, maybe you have a contract with your company, maybe you purchase a home and you're unwilling to move, maybe you are very close to your family and you want to stay nearby, whatever those reasons are, if the answer is no, if it's not a realistic option for you, then take it off the table. Just take it off the table. Once you take things off the table, it allows you to open up to see what's actually on the table. Then you can get more clear, more dialed in on what are the best ways for you to actually start showing up and positioning yourself to meet potential partners. But if you're putting things on the table that's not really an option, you have a bunch of options that aren't options. And I don't want that for you, because that wastes your time. And that causes you to get attachments and build relationships with men in situations that aren't even likely to turn out in your favor. So we want to increase the probability, not just the possibility. So if it's not a location that you can see yourself moving to in the next 12 to 18 months, then take it off the table. Now, if you're like, you know what, I'm open to moving and I'm open to seeing what's out there, give yourself about 3, no more than 5 locations that you would be open to meeting men. And whether that's traveling to those cities or online, whatever those options are for you, put yourself into those spaces, give yourself those options, and focus on those 3 to 5 locations. Now, I would also suggest to make sure that it's within your travel budget. Do not put it on the man, and even though this would be the best case scenario, I'm not saying that the man shouldn't pay for things or any of that. I'm not saying that the man shouldn't travel first. But you still need to be able to look at your own finances, your schedule, your lifestyle, and ask yourself, would I be able to travel within the next at least 2 to 3 months, preferably anywhere between 6 weeks to 3 months, to see this man? Now, he may make the first move and travel to you, which is what I would encourage and prefer for him to do. However, I still want you to start looking at things from a lens where you are in control of your love life and making the best decisions for you. And if you tell yourself, well, in the next 6 to 12 weeks, no, I wouldn't be able to travel because maybe finances or because of my schedule or because of my family or whatever those reasons are, then that may not be an option for you to consider for long distance. Maybe it requires a visa or something else where you're not able to get there. We have listeners from all over the world. If it is not a viable option for you, to be able to meet this man in person in the next 6 to 12 weeks, then I would suggest for you to take it off the table. I know that may sound harsh and you may be telling yourself, well, it happens all the time. Well, it's possible, but we really want to lean into probability because you are ready. You're ready. You're not trying to wait another year or 2 years to meet someone in person. You're not trying to wait another 6 months to meet someone in person, right? So we want to make this a viable option for you now. So there are the 5 steps to the love link strategy. I hope that this episode was really helpful, and I hope that you get on the wait list. Go to the link in the show notes. Get on the wait list for our upcoming enrollment, September 15th, for the Captivating Courtship Code. And our next virtual Captivating Weekend will take place this November for our CCC clients. And when you enroll, you automatically are granted access to our 3-day weekend. And during this 3-day weekend, we're going to be doing some lifestyle design. We're going to do some match planning. We're going to work on communication and connection. It's going to be an amazing 3 days, and I would love for you to be a part of it. The enrollment period is limited, so you must be on the wait list to get the information for when doors open, the different enrollment options that we have available, and how you can get started. I want you to work through this love link strategy and also to apply your specific love loops to the strategy so that you understand the best steps for you to take. And once you start taking action over the next 12 months, that's the work that we're going to do. It's not just you taking action, but it's the mindset blocks, it's the energy, it's the healing, it's the anxiety, it's the fears, it's the stress, it's all the other things that are causing you to sabotage along the way. It's the choices and decisions that you're making. It's the lack of clarity on how to actually navigate the courtship process that leads to commitment. It's putting you in the position to be the chooser and to be on your throne as a captivating queen that you are, to heal any of those wounds, reset those relationship patterns so that you can attract the most aligned and authentic partner for you. So I'm so excited to work with you in the Captivating Courtship Code. Can't wait to see you for when doors open in September for enrollment. Make sure that you're on the wait list. And if you have any questions about anything in this episode that you heard today, please send me a message on Instagram, slide in my DM, or send me an email and let me know. If there's anything that you need further help with or that you have questions, feel free to contact me. Share this episode with a woman that you know. Maybe you can find an accountability partner and get out there and start taking action. You have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Hey, beautiful. I want to ask you to share this podcast with a woman you know and help us change the way women attract partners and court for commitment. I'm a huge believer that when we change one woman and elevate her relationships, we change society and we also change family trees. And you can help with this simply by sharing the podcast. Thanks for being a part of the Courtship Code community, and thanks for sharing this episode.